A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Women's Roundtable this Thursday, December the 17th, 2020. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Star.
And I'm Thandekile Mhlanga. Today we'll be looking at a variety of issues, beginning with the we'll first give you a rundown of COVID statistics. We see that in Zimbabwe, we have 227 new cases that were recorded in the past 24 hours by the Ministry of Health, which has brought the total number of cases to 11,749 since the pandemic started, and 313 deaths. This is coming after three deaths that were recorded by the Ministry of Health in the past 24 hours, when the leading places being Mashonaland West, Bulawayo, Mat South, and the numbers vary. Sometimes it's another town which is leading, sometimes it's another province. So this is what the cases are like in Zimbabwe.
When we look at the global outlook of COVID-19, currently we have over 73 million cases worldwide globally and 1.6 million deaths. And when you look at the United States of America, where we're broadcasting from, you have 16.9 million COVID-19 positive cases and 307,000 deaths. But we're also looking at what is going on here in the United States regarding the transfer of power from President Donald Trump to President-elect Joe Biden, who is due to be sworn in on January 20th next month. We saw early this week on Monday the electors sitting to actually confirm and vote for Joe Biden as the new president-elect of the United States of America. But many are wondering what is going to happen now. Will Mr. Donald Trump, the current president, concede as he continues to say that the election was stolen? But we've heard in the past he did say that he would be able to respect the decision of the electoral college. But so far, we have not heard from him a star.
Yes, very interesting. Very marvelous. Kulabo ke abafunda ukukhuluma namhlanje ke uhlelo lwethu lwe live talk. Siyabe sicubungula indaba ezishiyeneyo. Sizaqala ke ngokulichasisela ukuthi kumi njani nge-COVID-19 elizweni. Siyabona ukuthi ugatsha lwezempilakahle olukahulumende luthi izolo embukweni elwethule izolo luthi sokulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezilithumi, 11,749, asebehlaselwa ngulo mkhuhlane lokho waqalisayo. Kodwa lokho akutsho ukuthi yibo abantu abawutheleyo lo mkhuhlane, ngoba iningi labo selasila. Asebabhubhayo-ke bayi-313, lokhu-ke kulandela-ke abathathu ababhubhe izolo, labedlula amakhulu amabili, 227, abahlaselwe yileli gcikwane-ke labo izolo. Yikho-ke sokulethe amanani lawa amalapha kulabo esilitshele khona. Njalo izigaba ebezikhokhela yiMashonaland West, iBulawayo, leMathabeleland South lezinye ngokuthelelwana leli gcikwane. Siyabona ukuthi lakhathi sizikolo zivuliwe, abantwana besikolo labo bafikakala belaleli gcikwane, ukwenza amanani lawa aqonge aye phezulu. Kodwa-ke emhlabeni jikelele siyabona ukuthi izigidi ezidlula amathumi ayisikhombisa, i-73 million yikho abantu asebehlaselwe yilo mkhuhlane. Njalo amazwe amaningi aselalokho okuthiwa yi-second wave, ngoba igciwane leli selingani selimemetheka njalo lona like laya phansi. Kukanti ingcwethi kwezempilakahle zikhuthaza abantu ukuthi bezivikele ekutholeni leli gciwane lekuthelelene abanye. Bakwenza ngani lokho? Sizezwa-ke ingcwethi ingazikhuluma. Kodwa-ke sesakuzwayo khonokho-ke abantu abaningi abakwaziyo njengoba kuhlezi kugcizelelwa okokugqoka ama-mask, okokugeza izandla ngezikhathi zonke ngesepa kumbe ukusanitizer, okokungasondelelani, kumelana khatshana, nokunye nje okuninginingi. Yikho-ke okwenziwayo lapho kwenzela ukuthi abantu bengatholi leli gciwane. Siyakhangela njalo lokwenzakala kuhulumende weMelika, lapha siyananzelela ukuthi lanxa uMnumzana Joe Biden ekuba nguye owanqoba kukhetho, uMnumzana Donald Trump ulokhe sithi hayi kwakulokuqelibezela lapha lalaphayana, lanxa umthethwandaba kodwa lilahlela kachana udaba lwakhe lokuphikisa impumela yokhetho. Siyabona ukuthi kuningi okwenzakalayo, kodwa amanye amazwe omhlaba semamukele uMnumzana Biden njengomongameli. Kodwa lokhu kwakunyeke usakhange asinyeke sathi kathesi uMnumzana Biden ngumongameli ngokukhandela ukugcotshwa-ke ngenyanga ezayo kwezemandlela mhlaka-20. Yikho lapha-ke okuzacaca khona ukuthi ye ngempela nguye esengumongameli, nguye oseqalisa umsebenzi. Kodwa-ke idale le-electoral college sele kugcizelele lokhu nakunye nje okuninginingi. Yikho-ke lokhu esiyabe sixoxa ngakho lamuhla, Marvelous.
Aiwa, kuna vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tine gango. Nhasi tenge tiri kutarisa pachirongwa chedu chemadzimai zviri kuitika pasi rose pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika pane zvimwewo zvirongwa zviri kuitwa nemadzimai pasi rose munguva ino yecovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zvakabuda iko kuno kuamerica panyaya yesarudzo dzichangobva kuitwa apo takaona vadonald trump vachikundwa navajoe biden uyezve gungano riye rinosangana richizotsindira kuti ndiani akakunda rakasangana nemusi wemuvhuro reelectoral college rakawanikwa iro tichizivisa kuti vajoe biden ndivo vakakunda musarudzo uyezve vachagadzwa semutungamiri mutsva weamerica musi wajanuary 20 asi vadonald trump parizvino havasati vabuda pachena kuti vari kutambira here zvakataurwa izvi nekuti ivo vari kutsika madziro vachiti sarudzo idzi hadzina kuitwa zvakachena asi vamwe vemubato ravo takatovaona nemusi wemuvhuro iwoyo vachiwanikwa vachikorokotedza vajoe biden semutungamiri mutsva saka ndo zvimwe zvatitange tiri kutarisa pano asi tombokuudzai mamiriro akaita denda recovid-19 munyika pari zvino pane vanhu 11,749 vabatwa necovid-19 muzimbabwe 9,702 vachiwanikwa ivo vachibatwa necovid-19 uye vachikunda denda iri tozotarisa kuti 313 ndo vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri asi tine mumwe munyarikani wedu pari zvino vari kuzimbabwe regai tibva tavaunza pachirongwa tinzwe kuti ndiani uyezve kuti vanoshandira nesangano ripi tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa tinoziva kuti kuzimbabwe kuri kunaya pari zvino hatipewo zita renyu uyezve kuti kwakamira sei ikoko
haisisi Marvelous ndinonzi Tabile the One tinoshanda neorganization inonzi Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence kuno kuri kumbonaya kuchimira kunaya zvakare kombopisa kuchitonhora
titsananguriwo kuti takaona sangano renyu panguva ino yecovid-19 muchiti imi mune chirongwa chamakaparura chirongwa chipi ichi
Musuwe Friday, musuwe 11 December, takalonja elections campaign inonzi 2.2 million votes for women from women. Seja mnozi vata takisana nema elections edumna 2023. Saka taka pari uda chirongwa ichi kuti madzimai pari kuno rejista kuno vota awaniko achirejista kuvota nekuvotera mamwe madzimai anoda kupinda muleadership. Position madzimai adaita makansellers adaita maMPs even amwe adaita mapresidents takalonja chirongwa ichi mushure mekunge taona kuti nhamba yemadzimai ari kupinda munzvimbo dzekutungamirira iri kuramba ichiita zvishoma pane each and every election but ozoshamiswa kuti nhamba yevanhu vari kuvhota vanenge vakawanda madzimai izvo zvinoratidza kuti madzimai haasi kuvhotera mamwe madzimai saka tinoda kukurudzira madzimai 2.2 million kuti vahwani vatange kurejista kuvhota uyezve vavhotere madzimai but vachivhotera madzimai avanoda pamapolitical parties ese anenge achikwikwidza
makatarisa uwandu hwemadzimai panguva ino takatarisa uwandu hwemadzimai muhurumende kana kungave kuri kuparamende wakamira sei pari zvino
izvozvi tikatarisa madzimai ari mucabinet vanenge about 21% chete tikatarisa madzimai akaelektwa zvokuvhoterwa mumaconstituencies maMPs tingori ne25 chete out of 210 that is about 13% tikatarisa kumacancellors out of mawards esari muzimbabwe 1958 madzimai ari kuwanikwa achitora less than 250 nzvimbo dzekumacancellors iyo inova about 13-14% so zvinhu zvatiri kuona zviri kupikisana neconstitution yedu iyo inotaura musection 1756 and 80 kuti panofanha nge pane mukana yekaenzerana pakati pevakadzi nevarume so zvinotaurwa neconstitution yedu zvinoti kana ari maministers panofanha nge pane 50% madzimai kana ari maMP panofanha nge out of 210 panofanha nge pane 105 madzimai out of 1958 macancellors 979 anofanha nge ari madzimai izvo zvisiri izvo zviri kuitika on the ground
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you can just tell us in English, what exactly is your organization doing? We see that you launched a program during this COVID-19 pandemic lockdown, but you went ahead and launched a program. What is this program all about?
Thanks, Marvelous. Last Friday, on the 11th of December, we launched a national elections campaign in preparation of the 2023 elections called 2.2 million votes for women from women. This is premised on the challenge that we are facing as women. We, each and every election, we continue to record lower numbers of women who are making it as councillors and as MPs and even as presidents. For the first time in 2018, we had women contesting as presidents, but none of them scored more than 50,000 votes. So we feel that as well, it is high time now we start preparing for 2023, as most of the initiatives that we have been doing as the women's movement kind of like come when it's a little bit too late in preparation of the elections. Right now, if you check the statistics of 2018, 52% of the total number of people, actually 54% of the total number of people who registered to vote were women, but unfortunately they elected men. So we are moving around political parties, women, including high school female students and tertiary students, to register and vote, but vote for women candidates across the political divide. Because we believe that they announced that come 2023, they are trying to aim to register 7 million new voters. So out of those 7 million, we want to target as well, together with other women's organizations, with community-based organizations and political parties, to register at least 2.2 million women who will know that they will definitely vote for women candidates, as our number continues to dwindle of women who are elected in leadership positions. To date, the women councillors, MPs in the cabinet, they are standing at less than 15%, which is unacceptable and contrary to the provision of the Zimbabwean Constitution, Section 1756 and 8, that calls for gender balance.
Applicants is really unkosazana sithabile Dewa, yena ke usebenza ke enhlanganisweni elwela abalungelo abesifazana ke lapha ke ubekhuluma ngokuthi bakhankasela ukuthi abesifazana labo bangene endaweni zokukhokhela. Ukhulume ke okunenginengi ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bebarejiste ke bona bamakhanselini nabedalela ephalamende ukuthi ukurejista ukuthi bevote. Bebavotela khona beyavotela abanye omama, ngoba olunye uhlupho yukuthi laba besifazana baya bebona ingane umuntu onguvaba nguye owenelisa ukuthi abe yinkokheli. Ngakho-ke yilo lokulu-ke udubo abathi bahlangana lalo. Sisakhuluma-ke kwamakhansili-ke siyananzelela ukuthi kuke kwaba lo mhlangano-ke omkhulu-ke eVictoria Falls, lapho-ke kwaxoxwa-ke ngudaba lona lolu ukuthi labo abamakhansili abesifazana bebe baningi abaphakathi kwalolu hlelo. And sikhulume-ke nomunye-ke ukhansili obekhona-ke kulowo mhlangano ukuthi asichasisele-ke ukuthi kuyini abade bekukhuluma-ke. Lowo nguye-ke ukhansila sikhululekile moyo, yena-ke ngoka-ward 17 wobulawayo. Ube sixoxela-ke ukuthi kuyini abakuxoxileyo kulowo mhlangano. Sizafaka-ke lapha-ke amazwi akhe ukuze sizwe ukuthi kuyini abakwenzileyo, njalo bathini ngokuthi abesifazana bangene endaweni zobukhokheli. Nango
ngosikhululekile moyo ukhansila oka-ward 17
semba bezwakala mavela.
Umhlangano lo ebesilawo eVictoria Falls ubuqakatheke kakhulu, ikakhulu kithi omama abangamakhansila. Sibubona uqakathekile ngoba bese siyaxoxisana lomongameli welizwe lethu ukuthi sikhulume ukuthi kambe uyakuzwisisa kumbe uyakubona yini esihlangana lapho abomama, njalo uyananzelela yini ukuthi ukukhokheli ku-local government ulutshwane obabomama iyehlile. Ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi sisukela ku-2013 kubeka lesi 2018 inani i-percentage e-representation yabomama ku-local government ibisehla, ayikhuphuki. Ngakho sikunanzelela ukuthi singakhuluma sikhatshana singamqondi. Sakubona ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi singabomama bokukhansila sihlanganiswe ndawonye simcele ukuthi azolalela izikhalazo zethu ezwe ukuthi siyananzelela njalo siyakwazi i-constitution iyakuvumela ukuthi kube ne-fifty-fifty. Sixoxisane laye sakunanzelela ukuthi laye ube ngakucabangeli uthe into yokuqala ukuthi ayizwe kuyahlanganiswa amakhansila angaboma. Ngakho lathi sizizwe siqakathekile ukuthi laye usukumile wabuya kithi wazosilalela zikhulume izikhalazo zethu. Angiboni ukuthi kungabe kulicala kumbe ngathi kudlaliswa imali sokungumhlangano oqakathekileyo ngoba lathi singabomama sithole ithuba lokuthi sizwe sihlanganise imibono yethu sinanzelele ukuthi inhlupho zethu ziseZimbabwe ziyafanana. Uhlupho esihlangana nalo luhlupho olufananayo ngakho umhlangano lo uqakatheke kakhulu. Kwathina besisiyakucela sikubone kuqakathekile ngoba siyananzela ukuthi inani lethu ebukhokhelini liyehla ikanti thina sifisa ukuthi sibe baningi ngoba ama-issues e-local governance athinta thina singomama kakhulu yithi esihlangana lenhlupho zonke ezikwi-local governance. Amazwi ayinkuthazo avele kumongameli welizwe usitshengisele ukuthi ujabulile ukuthi umhlangano wokuqala ukuthi abe lawo uhlanganisa amakhansila ngomama njalo wathembisa ukuthi isicelo sethu bekhangelele okuphezulu ende thina sicele okuncane okuthi singezelele ukuthi omama babe khona njalo unanzelele ukuthi khona khona umhlangano lo uqakathekile ukuthi unyaka yonke kumele ube khona uhlanganisa omama kuxoxisane labo benanzelele ukuthi lapho abakhona abasebenza khona bemele i-government local level uhamba kuhle ngamazwi ade kukhulunywa nguye lawo okungenye into eenza ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi hhayi uzwile izikhalazo zethu. Bekukuhle kakhulu ukuhlangana kwethu singamakhosikazi siyikhokheli ze-local government iZimbabwe yonke sixoxa sinanzelela ukuthi inhlupho ezikozwimba inhlupho ezibobulawayo nenhlupho ziyafana ezabomama uhlupho esilalo kumakhansi siyafanana ngakho kube ithuba elihle solokuxoxisana njalo sinikana imbono sinanzelele ukuthi kuqakathekile sifundisana lokuthi kwezinye indawo bayenza njani ukuthi nxa behlangana lohlupho zizwe baluthini sikubone kuqakatheke kakhulu okuyinto enhle ukuthi sikhangelele ukuthi unyaka yonke xa sizabe sihlanganiswa kuzaba yinto enhle kakhulu.
Yebo-ke sibonge-ke u-councillor sikhululekile moyo lapho-ke osichasisela ngokuthi ubaqhuba njani-ke umhlangano. Ngimvale ngaqedi ukukhuluma ngcono aqala
kahle kakhulu sikunanzelele ukuthi kathi zingxenye ye-government yaseZimbabwe sizizwe siphakamisiwe ngoba konke o-NP abakutholayo nokuphathwa kahle lathi basiphathe kanjani asitholanga ithuba lokuthi sibhode sendawonye sibona indawo kodwa iqiniso yokuthi besibaningi kakhulu besithi singaqeda sichutheyinga sibabela ukuthi singangezelela kumbe siyigcine sithole umkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Right, then Mava, we had Councillor Sikhululekile Moyo of Ward 17 in Bulawayo. She was explaining about the recent meeting they had with the president. As we heard, Mr. was saying that it's not only in parliament, even in local authorities. And, you know, that was interesting that for the first time the female councillors met in Victoria Falls, talking about the same representation issues which Ms. Gewa is raising. They are saying that since 2008 to 2018, the percentage has dwindled of the number of female councillors in local authorities. So she says they raised that issue in Victoria Falls, and because they are the ones who say they actually called the president to say, may you come and listen to our issues. And why women? They are saying that because local authorities' responsibilities mostly affect women, you know. Many issues there which affect women, water, whatever. And she's saying it's interesting that even though they were coming from all parts of the country,
they realize that they are all meeting the same problems. Whether it's rural or it's urban, you still have water problem. Mm-hmm. You still have the trash collection problem. You still have, they say their problems are so much the same. And we can direct this question to Ms. Dewa. What do you think, so as a women's academy for political, how did you find this initiative by the councillors and the president? I'm sure you welcomed it.
We welcome the idea that the councillors were bold enough to clearly stipulate the challenges that women are facing at the community level. They were bold enough to indicate that the number of women in local authority is not enough. That's not what the constitution requires. We also acknowledge and welcome the acknowledgement by the president himself that women are underrepresented at local government level. But we have a problem with the percentages that were suggested by the president, as they still violate and are contradicting the provisions of the Constitution of Zimbabwe in Section 1756 and 8. The Constitution clearly guarantees 50% participation and representation of women in all leadership positions. So the problem that we are having right now with the women's quota system in Parliament of the extra 60 seats is the same problems that the councillors are going to have when this tokenism is applied. What we really want to know is the women's movement is, why is it the president does not want to implement the provisions of the constitution that calls for 50 seats? We cannot continue having piecemeal mechanisms to resolving the gender inequality that has been in Zimbabwe since time immemorial. Why can't the president implement the constitution in full? As WLP, we have actually taken the president to court over the lack of balance in the selection of cabinet ministers, which is also reflective in parliament and local government. So we really appreciate the bold step that the councillors have taken. But as the women's movement, our position remains the same. We want 50-50, half women, half men, at local authority, in MPs, and even in cabinet. This is not only stipulated by the Zimbabwean constitution, but if you go the SADC gender protocol, the sustainable development goals, they all call for 50-50 gender equality. So that's exactly what we want. If you check from the announcement that was made by the president, there is no clear model as to how this 30% is going to be achieved. What we don't want is a situation where out of the 1,958, they are going to create seats that do not exist to just say 30% more extra seats at what level for women who will not have responsibilities at what level. Just like what happens in parliament, we have 60 MPs who do not have a constituency. They have no access to the CDF funds. They don't have a clear constituency that they serve. We have seen a lot of contradiction even within the political parties, where that 60 seats has been used to even abuse women. If you want to be on the PR seats, I have to sleep with you, face issues of sexual harassment. So the same is going to happen at local authority level. So my plea to the councillor is, let's call for 50-50. Let's call for constituencies. If the president is really genuine about making sure that women are equally represented, he should come up through the various stakeholders that are working on these issues, come up with modalities of making sure that the women have representation at council level, at all the 979 wards, which is half of 1,958.
But, okay, go ahead.
Is it doable to jump from a very insignificant percentage to 50%, or it can just be done, you know, in batches that they have to start at a lower level and then...
Why should we negotiate ourselves to power when we are the majority? Demographically, women are the majority in Zimbabwe. We are at 52%. Globally, women are very good leaders. You can see even countries where they have female leadership, they're doing well, even in response to COVID-19. If you check the statistics of 2018, the number of women who actually voted are women. Right now, the environment is not conducive for women to effectively participate for leadership positions through the voting system. So why can't the government create a conducive environment that doesn't have vote buying, that doesn't have electoral violence, that doesn't have electoral manipulation, so that women can effectively participate? We actually want more than 50% because we are the majority. We can't be negotiating ourselves since 1980. This is the time for the government to be genuine and sincere. If Rwanda can do it, right now Rwanda has achieved gender parity in terms of women in leadership position. South Africa is standing at 46%. So why do we have to continue having this piecemeal legislation, and why this obsession with amending the constitution when we already have mechanisms within the same constitution of 2013 that call for gender equality? And the problem is, these 30% are not within the 1,958. These are actually extra seats that women will just be given, and they don't have a clear constituency or a ward where they'll be servicing. So these issues that we are facing of social service delivery challenges, they will continue to be there because these women will not be representing a clear constituency, unlike the councillors and MPs that have clearly defined a geographical location.
Tiri ipapo, dai imi maipi wa mkana. Se masangano anumira madzimai kuti imi michitiudza kuti zvizha mungada kuona zvichiitika panyaya iyoyi yekuti madzimai apindewo mune zvematongerwo enyika, uyezve panozosvika sarudzo vawanikwewo vachivhoterwa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Zvii zvamaiwana kwa imi muchiti aiwa izvi ndo zvatiri kuda, uyezve ndo zvatinofunga kuti ndo zvingabatsira madzimai, sezvo muri imi muri kushanda nemadzimai, munonzwa nhuna dzemadzimai, zvii zvamungataura?
Chekutanga chinofanira kuitwa nehurumende kutora constitution yedu nezvainotaura panyaya dzekuparticipata kwemadzimai, yotora electoral act yedu, yoaligna constitution yedu, kana kuti electoral act yedu iratidze, ibuditse zviri muconstitution. So izvi zvinopa power ku the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuti mapolitical parties panenge akuenda nelisti paya achiti iri listi redu remaMP, iri listi redu remacouncillors, kana risinga reflecti 50%, zeki nenge yane pao yekutora malisi wa iri chivarura chikanda mbina, yoti zokera imono sarudza madzimai 50%, nevarume 50%, mozoka nazo. But zeka isikukwanisa kuita izvi nekuti haina kupuwa mapowers acho neconstitution. Ndo chekutanga. Chechitu, panofanira kupera mhirizhonga dzose dzine chekuita nematongerwo enyika, and izvi hazvisi kuhurumende chete, but even kumapolitical parties. Ndokuva munongona mhirizhonga dzinoitika intra-party violence towards maelections panorohwa vakadzi vachirepwa, vachiharaswa pasocial media, vachinzi mahure, vachipuwa all sorts of names. Kunyaya violence against women in politics inofanirwa kupera. Chimwe chinhu chinofanira kuitika inyaya yevote buying. Mukatarisa madzimai emuZimbabwe vashoma vane mukana yekuzviwanira mari dzavo, havasi economically independent. But nozoona varume vachipinda maconstituencies nemawards vachitenga mavotes, vakadzi susu hatinawo. So nyaya yevote buying inofanira kucriminalizwa kuti munhu nemunhu nyango wepati ipi anoita vote buying during my primary elections anofanirwa kusungwa, so that madzimai akwanisa kunge anewo mukana. Chimwe chinhu ndechekuti isusu vatowo madzimai ngatinzwisisewo kukosha kwekuzvivhotera, nekuti hatingarambi tichingowaridzira varume maZambia. Election after election tinenge tichingovhotera varume, isusu ndisi takawanda. Ngativhotera ne, because hakuna munhu anokwanisa kuzvitaurira nekuziva zviri kumunetsa mudzimai. So we should be able to represent ourselves tiri tega, takazvimirira muparliament, takazvimirira mucouncil. Ndosaka muri kuona 1-2 madzimai kuti anyatsokwanisa kugona kurano maelections vachipinda macampaigns vachinyatsozvigonawo, even kana vapinda muparliament kana mucouncil vachinogonawo kushanda zvakanaka. Tatangokampaigna kuti ngatimobhilizei madzimai kubva kune vari kumaruwa, vana vechikoro vane 16 years, vasikana vari kutena 18 muna 2018, kuti tinzwisise zvakakoshera kuzvivhotera. So zvinhu zvida kuitwa kuti madzimai awanikwa achipinda maleadership positions zvakawanda, but zvikuru zvacho zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa nehurumende. So isusu chatinongoramba chitaura kuvatungamiriri ndevekuti ngavabude pachena kuti varikuda here kuti madzimai tinge tine gender equality munge mune gender balance kwete kuti varambe vachingotsenderera vachidangoti nyemudza vachingotipa zvipisi zvipisi izvo zvinongoka zvichiwanisa kuti madzimai arambe asina power isusu tudange tichizvimiririra tichipinda election munhu nemunhu achizvipindira achielektwa azvikampenera mune zvakanaka pasina kutsvukwa pasina kurohwa saka zvekuti vatipe ma 30% masitse emumhepo asinga existe isusu hatichadi tirikuda 50% zvinotaurwa nebumbiro remutemo
tombotarisa dzimwe nyika dzemuafrica ndedzipi dzimwe nyika dziri kugona zvamuri kutaura izvi kuti madzimai nevarume vemugovernment kana kuti vemuhurumende vari kuenzaniswa mukana pari zvino ndambonzwa muchitaura dzimwe nyika dzemuafrica dziri kuzvigona
izvozvi tine Rwanda mukatarisa mucabinet mavo maMPs avo macouncillors ine 50% vakadzi 50% varume kusouth africa izvozvi vatopa 46% kenya also iri kutoterawo mashure ichiita zvakanaka zvochimwe rimwe dambudziko ratinaro muzimbabwe inyaya yevoting system yedu yatinoti first past the post yekuti the winner takes all so kana hurumende ichinyatsoda kutora nyaya dzekusumudzira madzimai seriously vanofanira kuchinja one either voting system yemuzimbabwe choenda kuproportional representation yekuti munhu achavhotere star kana peter vanhu vakungovhotera political party iyo inenge yaendesa list rine vakadzi 50% varume 50% so zvine zvangotaura kuti star kunomira glimzomwa kunomira kubudiriro pasina zvekuti vanhu vakanzivhotera mudzimai vanoramba o kana kuti toita reputational iyo yekusajestwa nemaorganizations akaita sana wipsu yekuti kana takapinda pari kuitwa nyaya dzedelimitation zvombonzwawo for the next 10 years aya masitsa anenge achingokondeswa nemadzimai chete then 10 years padzinoperawo zvorotekwawo kumwe kuendawo varume kuenda vakadzi iyi inokwanisa kuitika even first past the post
tinotenda muzvare sadewa vanesu pachirongwa pari zvino so their star was just telling us what their wish list as the women's organization is because I'd asked her that can you tell us if you were given a wish list to say okay what would you like to see happen when it comes to women and their role in politics maybe just give us that in English while Star is coming in.
Okay, the first thing that needs to be done by the government is to align the Electoral Act with the Constitution so that it's reflective of the tenets of gender balance. That will also mean that they could be empowered with the powers to reject political party lists that are not gender balanced. Right now, political parties can actually go and field candidates as councillors and MPs with even 90% or even 100% men only. So, ZEC right now does not have the power to reject those party lists. So if the constitution is fully aligned with the Electoral Act, ZEC will be able to refuse or reject political parties that do not reflect gender balance. The second thing that needs to be done is the need to create an enabling conducive environment for women to freely, actively, and fully participate in political processes starting from the primary elections level. Women right now cannot freely contest because of the unlevel playing field in politics. There's too much heckling, there's too much name-calling, political violence, and vote buying. So there's really need for concerted efforts at government level, political party level, at community level to make sure that the environment is conducive for women to effectively participate in electoral processes.
Thank you, Star. Apo ndikona kuti Star ari kuedza kuti aponere mumwe munyarikani wake ari kuda kuuya pashow yedu. Star, if you've got your guest, I can bring you up. I see Star is trying to call one of our guests. Who is coming onto the program. So let's just hear.
The program, we now have MP, Member of Parliament, Lindiwe Maphosa of the MDCT. How are you, Ms. Maphosa?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yes, yeah, it's unfortunate she couldn't join us on video, but I'm sure we can hear her loud and clear. Yes, we were talking here with Stabile Dewa of the Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, and she was emphasizing that the organization is looking forward to 50-50, you know, representation in parliament and councils, and the government hasn't yet reached that milestone. What do you think of this? What's your opinion on the subject?
it's very exciting that actually what this organization is talking about is exactly what we are pushing for and what we are doing in Parliament right now. We are saying the time has gone, and for us to be talking about 50-50 today after Zimbabwe is about 20 years or so after independence is very, very much regrettable. What we want to see is a total 50-50 equity from councillors, from MPs, every institution, government institution. So that's what we are pushing for. We are saying we don't even want this proportional representation to go on. What we'll be happy about is for us to be having 105 constituencies represented by women, while the other 105 are represented by men. That's when we can say we are enjoying the 50-50. Well, right now, we have got 66 that have that gotten women through proportional representation, but we do not have the same advantages like what men have. What is happening is men have got CDF, Constituent Development Fund, and the women that got into Parliament through PNR does not have that. They don't get that. So, automatically, that shows that there is no 50-50. It's a 50-50 on paper to make women happy that we have 60 women, but it is not practicable. And what we are talking about, we also have constituents, MPs having offices, having people working in those offices, but we do not have a jurisdiction where we can say women actually work from this place. So we are saying for us to behave and say we have attained 50-50, we must be having equal words from councillors, equal constituencies in parliament, equal representation in boards, equal representation in institutions, then we can say we have attained 50-50 in Zimbabwe.
Yes, that's very interesting. I'm just checking on something here. Yes, we've got, we'll put the right picture there. We still have Councillor Skulegile, but I was trying to get to put your picture up there, MP Maphosa. Could you also, ungasitshela ke ngesiNdebele ukuthi lithini ngama 50-50 lawo, njalo liyakwamukela yini okwakhulunywe Victoria Falls ngama-councillors ukuthi bakwamukele ukuthi sokuzangezelelwa nabama-percentage kumbe lilokhu lifuna kube kuningi lalo konke nje okukhuluma ungasithathela ngesiNdebele.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Into eyenzwa ngama-councillors e-Victoria Falls siyayincoma ngoba singathi kuyi-step in the right direction, bayenze kuhle sibili, kodwa asingeke sibe sisacela ama-30% in this day and age. Sithi isikhathi esiside omama sibiselwa emuva. Into esiyifutayo and into esesiyikhalela kathesi yokuthi sibe le-50-50. Kuma-councillors njengoba ngishilo, nxa sile 1,800 watts, it means that divided by 2, amanye ihafu yakhona kumele iye kubomama. Kuma-parliament sithi nxa sile 210 ama-constituencies, angu-105 kaye kubomama. Into esizama ukuyisho yokuthi i-constitution ikubeke kwaba mgceki, kusegcekeni ukuthi khona omama kumele bebe lamathuba alinganayo labo baba. But into emangalisayo ukuthi up to now lokhu sicela into evelise ku-constitution omele ukuthi ngabe seziyibhiwe. So thina sithi nxa ukuthi khona i-60-60 lezo bafuna ukuzigcina kumbe bezengezelile, kuhle kakhulu lokhu, kodwa sifuna futhi i-105 yethu eyabomama. So into nje engiyitoyo ukuthi isikhathi sesiside njengabomama sesifuna okungokwethu, singene kusakhuluma ngama-20 lama-30 lama-40, sifuna i-50% njengakwamanye amazwe. Samazwe anjengabo-Rwanda bakukwanisile ukuba ne-50-50 representation. In fact, they have got 60-40. So ekho sifuna ukukhuluma ngabo ukuthi khona obaba labo beke bekuzwe bekhale ukuthi sesilafisa amalutshwane, sesiasisela bo-CEO abangobaba, asisela ama-managers angabobaba. Nathi sikhuluma ukuthi omama hhayi sebeziphethe, ngoba nxa sesikhangela eqinisweni sibili, omama ungafaka umama ebe umkhokheli, indlela ayenza ngayo, le ndlela aphusha ngayo izinto ishiyele lo mntwana babo. Umama uyabekezela umama ulesimnike, umama uyafisa ukufunda, umama uyazwisisa utolerant. So khona khona ngama-attributes angayenza ukuthi abe yi-leader engcono kakhulu kulo baba. So sithi hhayi, thina siyababonga omama ama-councillors, but esikufisayo ukuthi yi-50-50.
Yebo ke, hayi siyabonga. Interesting news there. Mabelas from Honorable Lindiwe Maphosa. She's in agreement. She's agreeing with Thabile Dewa that yes, the 150-50, not you know, this 30%, because of the for the representation. And she's even giving an example that, you know, how come in Rwanda they managed to have not only 50-50 but 60-40. So Zimbabwe can do it too.
Mm-hmm. I wa apo trukunzwa isu stang varkuta ora ivo kuti ivo varkuto shuira kuti pange paine nyaye iri kutaurwa na Mushare Sadewa kuti wandu wemadzimai vanowanikwa imo vari muparamende nezvimwewo vawanikwa ivo vachiwanda vachitaura ivo kuti vari kuda kuti Zimbabwe iteedzere zviri kuitika kunyika dzakadai seRwanda. Tanzwa Mushare Sadewa The Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence vachitaura ivo kuti ivo shuwiro yavo ndeyekuti madzimai apiwe mukana wekuti vawanikwewo vachipindawo pazvigaro zvepamusoro izvozvi, uyezve madzimaiwo vachiwanikwawo vachidzidziswa kuti zvakakosha kuti kana waona mumwe mudzimai abiyako apinda pachigaro, wanikawo uchimuvhotera, nekuti vari kutaura ivo kuti uwandu hwevanhu vari munyika yeZimbabwe hwakawanda kumadzimai kukunda kuvarume. Saka ndozvimwe zvavari kutaura ipo papa. Sir, I'm not sure what's going on with your audio, but let's bring you back and just try and hear whether we can hear you now. Hello? Hello, sir.
Yes, sir, I can hear you clearly. Miss Maphosa, is your audio, you can hear us now, right?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, if you can tell us again in what you were saying, you can also explain to us in Shona what we're talking about, that women want more than 30% of representation in parliament and castles and other places.
We don't have constituency visit. We don't have all offices. Saka how do you deliver pakadaro? Saka tirikuti chana kuda iko zvino it's 50-50 ngatsungotaura nezvayo.
Maybe sir, if you could also ask that are they watching what is going on here in the United States where we've seen a woman coming in as the deputy for the president elect Joe Biden, Ms. Kamala Harris.
Yes, you can go ahead, Honorable.
We've seen that and we are very excited and it shows that actually the world is now changing and it's now acknowledging and realizing that of course women are equal human beings and they can do even better than what men are doing. We are very excited and we want to see more of that happening in all the countries, especially in our African countries. We want to see more of that happening.
Yes, you gave an example of Rwanda. Do you think there are many African countries that are now incorporating this 50-50 representation, or is just a few even in these developed countries?
No, there are just a few countries, because what is happening is women gotten to believe or they've been given a mindset that they should be asking for at least less. Because right now, I think three days back, we had a women conference in Bulawayo, where we had a Kenya delegation. So what they were saying to us was, you are asking for too much. You mustn't be asking for 50%. As Kenya, we asked for 80%, and now we have it to then go and ask for the 50%. So that's where we cut a wrong and say that is wrong. We mustn't be asking for 30% or 20%. The constitution is clear in terms of the gender equality. It's very clear, and it says it should be 50-50. So what we are simply doing right now in Zimbabwe is to say, let's adhere to the constitution. Let's walk the talk of what the constitution is saying. It's saying 50-50, and that's what we want. Nothing less, nothing more. And we don't even want this increment of the proportional representation, because it does not give anything to women. Give us 105 seats. Give us constituent development fund. Give us offices. Give us constituent visits. Then you will see wonders. Because as long as we give me just the pitch to go into parliament without anything that I'm given or the help that I'm given, without a constituents anyway to work in, because those with constituencies will not allow you to come and do meetings or whatever development programs in their constituencies. So it is just it's just a ceremonial, something that you have to be excited about, but that does not give you anything. So we still have a long way to go, especially in African countries. Even the South Africa that we are looking at and saying, wow, South Africa, they still got a long way to go in terms of the 50-50 representation. So we need to push on our own. Of course, we are putting Rwanda, because at least they have successfully done that, and they attained that through the proportional representation thing that you are talking about. Not necessarily selected seats, but proportional representation in terms of seats. That's how they attained it.
Yes, but some can say, why don't women also campaign for those seats instead of being given on a silver platter? Is it other women or the entire population majority is still not voting for women?
No, we never said we wanted anything on a silver platter. That's why we're saying give us. Because the problem that is happening in our society, we've got patriarchal tendencies that we always talk about. We've got cultural tendencies that have reduced women. Because if we look at even the unpaid work that women do on a daily basis, if we work over maybe 10 hours a day, we do not have sufficient time like men, we do not have resources like men. But in this time, we are not saying give us on a silver platter. We are saying give us constituencies that are merely for women. Then women will make it out on their own in the constituencies. That's what we are saying. Okay. We are trying to do this platter thing because it gives us names. But we are saying if the policy is clear, cut. If Zeki has got a clear-cut policy through maybe an act of parliament that says any party that brings candidates or that gives a list that is not 50-50 50, it becomes disqualified. Then we have all the parties bringing in a 50-50 candidate to ZEC. Then we say every constituency that has got a woman will be contested with by women from across political parties. That's what we are crying for.
Okay. Tombotarisa
ndombobvunza neshonot tombotarisa zvichemo zvamuinazvo muri kuti imi makasangana nemutungamiri wenyika vakazvitambira sei zvichemo zvamuinazvo izvi
no vakasangana nemacouncillors MP vakasangana nemacouncillors kuVictoria Falls ndopavakachema nyaya yavo ye 30% ikagamuchirwa tikanzwa yakutaura nezvayo kuti yakuda kuiswa pamutemo kuti least mawards macouncillors there must be 30% representation of women.
Soka zvakare ndoti ni panguva inoyi yeCOVID-19 pane zvamuri kuita here kunzvimbo dzamuri kushanda sema member of parliament muri kuzvifambisa sei nyanya kune madzimai.
Representation, there is really much that we can do. That is not going to wait at the Gadama or Kumisangan, we can just advocate because it is difficult for me as a PRMP to go to a constituency and start doing programs, maybe the COVID, giving out things, and the MP of that constituency will say, what we invite, Mshibuyam. So it's also to my pastor, which can I want to go to the constituency, MP, and other. Besides that, you can only advocate.
Yes, very interesting views there, Mav, on how it is difficult to execute some of the duties for proportional representative MPs. They don't have much resources.
Yes, I think Ms. Dewa also reiterated the same issue, saying that, you know, and some of them are actually called names because then, you know, people assume that they didn't, you know, were not voted in. The seat was specially given to them. And I think, you know, she said the same thing in Shona, which is very interesting, that even during this COVID-19 time, when you're in proportional representation, there's nothing much you can do because you can't go to another person's constituency and start doing whatever programs you want to do over there. So, yeah, very interesting debate indeed. Unfortunately, Ms. Dewa, we've lost her. But if Honorable Maposa is still on, maybe I can just ask again that, you know, what is your wish list as women PR representatives? If government were to say, okay, give us your wish list, what would it be?
Parliament, I will say every MP is an MP, because when we stand up and introduce ourselves, we are MP Matabeleland in South Province. We are not PR, we are not what. So if we are all MPs as they say we are, let us be treated the same. Let us be given everything that is given to any MP so that we are able to work wherever we will be going. That would be number one. Which is outside maybe for the next election is, let there be a clear policy that governs political parties to make sure that they bring a 50-50 list to ZEC. Let there be a policy that is clear to ZEC to say any political party that brings a list that has no 50-50 representative must be automatically disqualified. Mm-hmm. So that's where it all starts. We can sing and sing, but political parties will always do what they want. And if they are not put into line, we will forever cry and we will not have anything in our plate. So those are my wish list. If we are talking of 50-50, we need 50-50 in councillors, 50-50 on constituencies. Then we will say how we have reached where we wanted to go.
Thank you so much. We have a young lady who has just joined us here on the program. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
If you can just tell us your name and also what program you're on that you're planning to launch tomorrow.
Yes, my name is Michelle Makai, and tomorrow we have a program called Young Catalysts, and we're going to be, this is a platform for young people to come together and to talk about social issues, talk about things that we go through. Our theme is going to be identity. We've been struggling with identity, in a world that's makes us to be want to be who we're not, a world that makes us not proud of where we come from, especially as Africans. So this is what this platform is going to be, just educating each other, encouraging each other to get into businesses, to go to school, to just love ourselves and to remember where we came from.
And tell us a little bit about your background yourself. You are based here in the United States, but tell us a little bit, what made you want to start this program that you're now launching?
So I was originally born in Zimbabwe. I grew up there. I moved to the United States when I was 15. I am 24 right now. And what encouraged me to start this was having friends. I remember in high school when I first came to the United States, I had Nigerian friends, and they were so proud of who they were. And I remember me and my Zimbabwean friends would never really claim to be Zimbabwean. Even when we were back home, I would hear people say, oh, I'm from South Africa. And this is something very common that still happens today, where we, as Zimbabweans, we're not proud of ourselves at all. And I was just so fascinated by how Nigerians are so proud of their culture, how they're so proud of where they come from. And just recently, we were having an issue of Zimbabwean men saying they don't want to pay bride price rora. And, you know, we have Nigerian guys who are so proud to go back home and do things like that. So that just motivated me to create this platform to just remind young people where they came from. Even though they're in the United States and they become successful, that they should not forget where they came from.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. So Ms. Michelle Makai here of the Young Catalyst actually closed out our program. But we'd like to thank all our guests that joined us today. Star Dewa from Zimbabwe, she actually was here at the beginning of the program, and she helped walk us through one of the programs that they are doing to attract women to get into politics and also to vote for other women. She's from the Women's Academy for Leadership and Politics. And we also had Honorable Lindiwe Maposa of the MDCT and Michelle Makai, who you're
Yeah, olivalelisayo ke yimi usithandekile mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington
for the program. So some of the figures that you may see may have changed by the time you watch this program. Bye bye.